It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy's here at Gen Con 2014. I am right outside the exhibit hall. That's why you hear all the noise everywhere. I'm at, I guess we would call it the sound stage for the exhibit, or the indoor. And I'm with Il Troubadour. Am I pronouncing that right?
Il Troubadour.
And you speak like what, 15 languages?
No, I only speak one language. We sing in about 50 languages.
50?
Yeah, of which about five are active.
And I Klingon, I noticed, right?
Yeah.
Ewok,
Huttese, Fremen. What's another extraterrestrial language we've got?
No ancient elven languages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, I sing in both Kenyan and Sindarin. And, as well as, you know, Turkish, Greek, Albanian, well, John sings in Albanian, Italian, Irish, Scots, Gaelic.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
A decade.
We've had our 10-year anniversary in May.
And how many Gen Cons?
This is going to be our third Gen Con.
This is my first. I'm loving it. I don't know exactly. I think it's like sensory overload is the best description. But I've noticed it's like, you know, I do a lot of conventions and music festivals and stuff. And I got to tell you, the asshole to person ratio is so phenomenally low here. I was actually, honestly, I was taken back. You know, I set up my mic, I set up my recording equipment, and people walk around the back end of it. I mean, you know, at most concerts, they're walking by. Influence, inspiration. What made you like, okay? You say you're, let me see if I got this right, an 18th century tribute rock band, right?
16th century rock band is what we call ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my inspiration for developing the project was Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, where he talked about, and I just heard an interview with him. He said, well, we basically just get players together who might play any instrument and do whatever songs that they all have to know. One of the things I wanted to do was to kick all the modern instruments out of the band and go with either classical or folk instruments. So I've been playing guitar and keyboard in various bands for years. I just felt that it was done to death and wanted something that sounded fresh and new.
And that is a mandolin, turtleback mandolin, though, correct?
Yep. It's a potato bug.
It's a potato bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played mandolin. I couldn't stand the turtleback ones. I wanted the flatback one, I'll admit it.
Yeah, it kind of rolls around on you.
Yep. And you're playing cello, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I noticed you guys do covers of rock songs. You do original material. Your latest one is In Force, and that's all around Star Wars, right?
Yep, all original material written about Star Wars, drawn from the prequels, the cartoon series and the original movies. So it covers a lot of material. Some of it's funny, some of it's a little more serious, but it kind of follows the plot line of all the movies.
And you're at the Gen Con. You're here for the whole event. Are you going to be playing elsewhere in the near future, or are you guys, like a lot of the other Gen Con artists, they seem to take a break right after the con, because this looks exhausting.
Oh, no, we perform pretty much all year. Not nearly as frequently as we did maybe four years ago, but we still do perform pretty regularly. So after Gen Con, we're looking, well, I don't know, what are we looking into next?
it's going to be a while for Il Troubadour, but we're all in different ensembles, so, you know, it's not like we stop playing. We're just, Il Troubadour doesn't play as often anymore, but we still keep a pretty heavy gigging schedule.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm with IndieNation.fm. We do independent artists, mostly Creative Commons, or I get express permission. And, you know, some artists don't really care for this new media order type of thing, the internet, the file sharing, and definitely the RIAA seems rather off about it. It's going to be the death of the industry, just like the 8-track was going to kill it, if you remember. How do you gentlemen feel about it? Are you split? Do you think it's great? Do you think it's a mixed bag?
Well, I think artists should get compensated for their work, and not, they should have a choice whether or not to give it away for free. Does that make sense?
So that, no, that makes absolute sense to me. I agree with you.
So, you know, if someone wants to give it away for free, that's just fine. That's great. Share. Give it away. But if someone wants to get paid for their work, they should.
I agree. Again, I don't in any way, shape, or form endorse piracy. Anything and everything I do is with permission, you know, and like I do these recordings, I clear them with you guys before I do anything with them. You know, frankly, this one, I don't know how it's, you know, your acoustic, you're right here in the hallway. We'll see, you know. I don't know if you noticed, I was back a bit. Normally the amplified bands I do on a 120XY, and, you know, it comes off pretty good. I put you right up on the stage about halfway through on a 90XY and cranked the gain all the way. I honestly, you know, well, we're rolling the dice. But you have a very powerful voice. Opera?
I'm operatically trained.
You were operatically trained?
John is a classically trained cellist.
Oh, I could tell that. I was going to go to that next. And you do everything with that cello. You play it like a bass. You play it like a traditional cello. Are there other instruments? Now, you mentioned you're going to be performing again at the con with some other Klingons.
Actually, at Arts Garden. We're going to be at Arts Garden tomorrow at 12:15. So we'll be there with the rest of Il Troubadour, which we have a clarinet player and a hand percussionist. So it'll be the full band there.
Okay, now something I always like to ask and almost forgot is, it's real important with the new media order, where can they find you online?
Well, at troubadour.net, which is TROUBADORE.net. And through that website, you can find links to audio, our YouTube channel, of course, our contact info as well, and our Facebook page.
And of course, there will be clickable links in the show notes. Another question I ask every producer, director, writer, author, artist, any creative person I interview. You know, there's going to be somebody listening to this, downloading it as a podcast, and odds are there's going to be at least one person that wants to do something almost exactly to what you're doing. What advice or suggestions do you have for such an individual or individuals?
Make sure you really want to do it.
The whole labor of love thing, isn't it?
It is. Come up with a fresh way of doing it. Come up with something new and different. Try to come up with an angle that's entirely unique. And you'll find a niche in the market. But also be flexible, because, you know, one of the things we did, we started out as a classical ensemble. And we ended up doing rock music and bars. And then we ended up playing belly dance music for belly dancers. Now we're singing in Klingon, and now we're moving on toward other things. So we're constantly looking for different niches and different opportunities. And all of those different abilities come into play everywhere we go. So it's all this nice, rich background. It's because we're flexible.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to ask me, you feel I should have asked you, that maybe I forgot? Something you'd just like to say? I mean,
To be here at Gen Con, we're going to be glad to have have some exposure through your radio program. I assume it's internet radio program. Right?
It is internet. Biggest audience for us, frankly, is the downloads, the podcast. That's you have one live listener, you got 100 to 1,000 downloads.
Yeah.
It's I don't even think most of the people realize it, because we I do a WordPress valid RSS feed. So it's automatically on their phone, it's automatically on their podcatcher. The whole world's time shifted now. I think Chris Perillo put that the best, you know, the Locker Gnome Tech TV kid. He says, we're the microwave generation. We don't want to wait, we want it now. Where can we go to download this thing? IndieNation.fm. And do you guys have a Twitter?
Yes, we do. Okay,
if you have a Twitter, and it's going to be on your site, when the WordPress publishes it, it'll send you a tweet too.
Okay.
I'll put your in the announcement. One more time, where can they find you on the internet?
Troubadora.net, TROUBADORE, Troubadora.net.
Okay, and thank you for your time, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Pleasure and an honor. Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015. See you there.